And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of January, 2025. January 25th is National Seed Swap Day. Seeds are everyday miracles. Seeds create new plants, which will create many, many more seeds, not to mention flowers, trees, grasses, medicines, herbs, fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, legumes, etc., etc. Each comes from a single seed. National Seed Swap Day was established by Washington Gardener magazine editor Kathy Gents, who organized the first seed swapping event in Washington, D.C. on January 26, 2006. The success of the event inspired other states to join, and the final Saturday of January was officially declared as National Seed Swap Day. But this tradition goes back further than 2006. The seed barter is a thousand-year-old practice. Traders carried seeds with them as they traveled across the globe and established connections with people groups by exchanging each other's precious seeds. Some of the most popular U.S. grains, fruits, and vegetables were brought to us by European and Dutch explorers, who in turn brought back a bounty of new seeds to the old world. Swapping seeds is essential to our biodiversity, and it has popularized the practice of gardening. The love for home gardens and urban farming has been on the rise since the 2000s, as people began delving into the trend of organic consumption and ethical harvesting. A growing number of metropolitan families and suburban dwellers maintain a garden in America. Swapping seeds with other gardeners makes the venture of gardening more affordable and builds a gardening community. The publication of The Emotional Lives of Animals, a leading scientist, explores animal joy, sorrow, and empathy, and why they matter, by Mark Begoff, was on this day in 2007. A seminal exploration of animal emotion, sentience, and cognition, revised and expanded to incorporate a surge of new science. When award-winning scientist Mark Begoff penned the first edition of this book in 2007, he predicted that over time our understanding of animal cognition and emotion would grow richer, more accurate, and possibly different. Since then, not only has the field seen an explosion of new and startling research, but the popular interest in the subject has grown as well, spawning countless podcasts, articles, and best-selling books. Begoff skillfully blends extraordinary stories of animal joy, empathy, grief, embarrassment, anger, and love with the latest scientific research, confirming the existence of emotions that common sense and experience have long implied. Filled with light humor and compassion, The Emotional Lives of Animals is a clarion call for reassessing both how we view and how we treat animals. And from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow is the Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 20, or VCOP20. Join them live virtually on Zoom to be part of the greatest transformation in human history. At VCOP20, you will meet Captain Paul Watson, Aviram Rosen, Gerard Wedderburn Bishop, the Tree Sisters, Jane Velez Mitchell, and other vegan changemakers. Plus, nutritionists, scientists, politicians, farmers, artists, musicians, chefs, and more. Together, they are working to create and promote a new story of human belonging in nature and usher in an informed, compassionate humankind. Create a lasting transition from a world of normalized violence to a world that is just, kind, compassionate, and respectful of all nature. Learn more at climatehealers.ticketspice.com. And here is a poem for today, A Seed, by William Allingham. See how a seed which autumn flung down and through the winter neglected lay, uncoils two little green leaves and two brown, with tiny root taking hold on the clay, as lifting and strengthening day by day, it pushes red branchless, sprouts new leaves, and cell after cell, the power in it weaves out the storehouse of soil and clime to fashion a tree in due course of time. Tree with rough bark and boughs expansion, where the crow can build his mansion, or a man in some new may lie under whispering leaves and say, "Are the ills of one's life so very bad when a green tree makes me deliciously glad, as I do now? But where shall I be when this little seed is a tall green tree?" A Seed by William Allingham. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to notice the everyday miracles around you today.